2017 on LBC.
This is a great honor for me. I am going to invite onto the stage Mr. Nigel Farage.
All next week, join the man everyone has an opinion on and have your say. Nigel Farage, in for Ian Collins. Bank Holiday Monday from 10 p.m. only on LBC.
He certainly is the man of the moment. I wonder if Nigel Farage will be in the New Year's Honours list. He would be if I was drawing it up. I'd make him Sir Nigel, or give him a CBE or an OBE. But you know what? I bet he isn't. But that's a conversation for later, and we'll be talking about that on LBC when the list is published. It'll be published at 11:30 tonight, or maybe just before midnight. I'm not sure. Let's go back to our conversation about Obama. He's chucked out 35 diplomats. Vladimir Putin said he won't stoop to Barack Obama's level by expelling US diplomats from Russia, calling the move a provocation. The Russian president said the diplomats expelled from the US with their families would be returning home to celebrate New Year with relatives and friends. We will not create problems for American diplomats. We will not expel anyone. I think probably Obama thought he would. Should he have done it in the first place, or was it an act, as some are saying, childish act, not very diplomatic? Weren't there more important things for Obama to be doing, such as trying to get a ceasefire thrashed out in Syria, rather than letting Putin get the glory and the honour? Number to call, 0345 6060 973. Well, let's speak to somebody who knows the White House very well. Robert Wiener is a former spokesman for both the Clinton and Bush White Houses in Washington, and he's now a National Democratic Strategist. Evening to you, Robert, and nice to talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Andrew, but I cannot believe you think that Putin ran rings around President Obama. Putin blinked. You don't retaliate for a retaliation. We are the ones retaliating. You say, Andrew, and if I may be permitted, even though it's your show, to challenge you a little bit.
You may challenge me as much as you like, Robert.
17 of 17, you asked about evidence of the U.S. intelligence agencies. 17 out of 17 said that Russia, on October 7th, they said Russia was hacking the U.S. elections. Now you have the CIA, the FBI, the Director of National Intelligence saying that they did it to help Trump and to hurt Hillary Clinton. On your air recently, you remember I said that we would be showing that Russia did the hacking, and you said, when you do, we will be running that story. Well, now you've got Snowden in Russia, who taught Russia, and you think they didn't go into his computer? How did he work with WikiLeaks and to release information? That's what Russia did, and if you go into Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, you will find that in 1985, this relationship he has with Russia goes so far back that he was working with Dobrynin's daughter on buying a hotel in Red Square opposite the Kremlin. Trump and Russia go way back. This is a collusion between the two of them for personal business reasons. And what Obama is doing is, yes, making it very difficult for Trump to do that. And when Senator McCain, has his hearing on January 5th on the Russian hacking, the evidence will come out of the IP addresses, the phone wiretaps by the NSA, and how the 17 agencies have a 90% certainty that it was Russia who did the hacking, which is more than you need for a kill rate on an al-Qaeda leader or an ISIS leader.
Okay, but that's interesting, Robert. And but can anyone prove that Donald Trump was in the know and was encouraging it?
How about his own words? Hey, Vladimir Putin, go hack Hillary and the Democrats' emails.
He said loads of stuff, didn't he? Yeah, well, there was an outcry when he said it. But Robert, you know Donald Trump talks the talk, doesn't he? Yeah. Okay. So you think he did know and he was in collusion?
And now the evidence comes out that his staff, his campaign staff, was in information contact with the Russians as this was being developed. So that kind of thing, that's why Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator, highly respected, said that 99 of the 100 senators agree it was Russian hacking and the impact was to help Trump and hurt Hillary. You know, we're an American family. whether it was Trump or Clinton, you know, we are America. Just like Britain would be whichever party, Labor or conservative, it would be the family Britain. And now we have a foreign country that invaded us using the technology of cyber. And that is outrageous. And it must be retaliated. So, of course, Putin is finding an excuse to work with his friend Trump in the next administration. That's what the delay is all about. Not because he's being big. He's trying to play it out.
What of the convention, Robert, that Mary Tejeski, our first guest, said that there is a convention in the transition period. The outgoing president does nothing to make life difficult for the incoming. This arguably could make life difficult for Trump.
Are you kidding me? I heard that. There's one president at a time. And for Trump to be as outspoken as he is, he should, you know, take the little cue and take a little vacation and come in on January 20th for the inauguration. He is the one that's interfering with U.S. foreign policy. As I said, 99 out of 100 senators, 17 out of 17 intelligence agencies with IPs and wiretaps and absolute evidence that it was Russia doing the hacking. Of course they wanted Trump instead of Hillary because they can do business, you know, that's what it's all about with Trump. Trump should keep his darn mouth shut. And when it comes out that, you know, like I said, Snowden's sitting there in Russia, teaching Russia, whether he thinks he's teaching them or not, they've hacked his computers and they've got all of his information. That's why they're keeping him. They've got every way they learned from him how to get information out through WikiLeaks. And so that's what Russia did. That's how they got it out. And no one has written the story yet, Andrew, about the fact of Snowden in Russia and how Russia learned from Snowden how to use WikiLeaks. And that's what happened. That's how it happened.
Okay, let me ask you just finally, Robert, and you're as ever animated and a very powerful advocate for your cause. What of the fact that I was talking to the Washington Post Beirut bureau chief, who said it's amazing that America hasn't woken up to the fact yet that the peace deal in Syria, okay, it may not hold, but it's looking like it may for now, which will then be thrashed out permanently in Kazakhstan, was drawn together by Russia and Turkey with absolutely no involvement from the United States. She said there is now a new world order on Obama's watch.
Well, first of all, I'm kind of with Trump on this one. You know, I look and see who has the best ideas and evidence and rationale. I'm not quite sure what American interest is in Syria, but I know that what Putin did was do it at the price of 250,000 Syrians, forcing them out as refugees and playing footsie with Assad and letting him get away with genocide. If that's the price of peace, the entire world should be outraged, not just the United States. Mm. Where is Britain on this? Where is Germany on this?
Yeah.
So, you know, the question is, what are the neighbors doing about Syria? Not what's the United States doing 6,000 miles away with no real interest there.
Can I just ask you finally, you do get your new president on January the 20th, whether or not Trump got material assistance from the Russians. Do you think he is going to be a success or not?
Well, I did an op-ed, and it was ranked number 2 in the country, if I can just say that, called Democrats and Trump Can Find Common Ground.
Yeah.
We, unlike the Republicans, who said we're going to do everything we can to hurt Obama and make him a one-term president, which of course didn't work, Democrats like to work with somebody and try to get something done on infrastructure, on health care. Trump happens to be right on Social Security. He's going to have difficulty making Ryan and McConnell agree with him not to cut Social Security. So we will work with him and try to help him be successful in the causes that do serve the common good of the American people. I think he can with his art of the deal. He's very good at that. He's very good at that. Actually, he's right on trade deals. Those shouldn't be turning away all the jobs and letting all the countries all over the world give benefits to American companies so they go there and we don't do it ourselves. Of course we have to renegotiate those deals. So I think there's room for him to actually be successful on many fronts, and I don't like that because it means that he could be a two-term president. But there is possibility he could be successful.
Okay, thank you for that. That's Robert Wiener, and very happy New Year to you. That's Robert Wiener, former spokesman for the Clinton and Bush White House. So